Questions, please.
What can Andrew give you?
Andrew Quirla is a veteran player. He's played a lot of football for us. It's good to have him back. He's obviously been working hard going through his rehab and, you know, coming off the in-season IR. This is a good addition for us.
Like with Ty's ankle, is it just a thing that he can just never quite get it right, or is there more that you need to learn about the injury going forward?
I mean, Ty Montgomery going to IR, you know, his injury is like everybody's. It's different. Every injury is different. We went through the process, you know, trying everything leading up to this point. So just didn't get where we needed to get to. So, and this is why the decision was made. So, you know, specifics and of his injury, really those are questions that Ty should answer. But it's unfortunate, just especially the way the young man started the season.
You went with JC at center yesterday. Was is that a changing of the guard, so to speak, there, or just not a sign, or just a sign that Corey's not quite where he needs to be physically?
Well, JC's played good football for us, and Corey, just in the long term interest, I thought it was the best for our offense. So we'll see where Corey is Wednesday, and we'll continue to work through it.
Mike, has JC played well enough though that even if Corey's healthy, you're
going
to have a tough
decision? There's no controversy or competition. I'm telling you the way it is. It's a medical situation, and Corey's not 100% out of the woods. And until I'm comfortable where he is, then there's no point to have the conversation.
Did Jason come out of the game okay, Mike? Has it seemed
like he got banged up a little bit, but I'll know more Wednesday.
What's your update? Bakhtiari.
Getting better, had an ankle. Looked better today than he did, obviously, than he did, you know, on the plane last night. So, but I don't have anything for you. I mean, they went through testing and treatments. We had meetings today. We started our preparation for Arizona Cardinals today. We would just want to get a head start, especially with the way our schedule is at the end of the week. So we shift the gears right into Arizona.
What are you doing with the holiday? I mean, obviously it's a big, important game, but what do you do with schedule?
It's a very important game. There's no doubt about it. There's always a amount of work that needs to be done through the week of preparation. So we're going to get that done. That was a big part of why we started today with our preparation. But every man in football operation and everybody will be with their families on Christmas. That's where they should be.
Mike, is the game important for reasons other than the pursuit of the number two seed? Is there something that goes beyond that because they're such a good team, because they're one of the two standards at the top of the NFC?
Well, I mean, it's about winning. It's about winning in December. There's a reason why these kind of games usually show up on your schedule this time of year. So, but this is about the playoffs. We're in the playoffs now. Everybody understands what we need to do to first win a division and then hopefully get the highest seed. So, I mean, the division's probably always going to come down to the last week. But this is an outstanding football team that's been playing very good football all year, and we're playing them out there. So, tough place to play, especially the way they're rolling. So, this is about winning. I mean, this is about beating a good football team, and there's nothing better than winning, and that's why we're on it today, getting ready to do everything we need to do to win the game.
Did Sam make any progress over the weekend that might allow him to return?
I mean, he's still in the protocol. Looked good today, just the brief time that I saw him. So, we'll see how the week goes. I mean, it's a big week. Obviously, this is a big-time offense we're playing. Their perimeter is excellent. Their offensive line, the way they're running the football, Carson's playing great. So, this is a big challenge for our defense.
Mike, obviously last year got a big contribution from Julius, but coming back this year, I mean, 9.5 sacks to this point. What can you kind of say about sort of the jump even he seems to have made, you know, in year two with this defense?
Well, I think Julius is so much more comfortable this year than last year. I think I've done a better job just being smarter with him, and Winston's done a great job just with the coordination of the reps. I really like the rotation that we have with our front people, and he's playing good football. You know, and I say it every time you ask me about him. I mean, the man has a unique style of leadership. So he brings a lot to our program, a lot to our football team. He's having another great year.
Obviously, made a lot of changes on special teams heading into this season. That group really made an impact for you guys yesterday. Just do you like? Just how much do you like where that group is at right now?
Yeah, special teams played very well yesterday, and you know we knew going in that our coverage units were going to be challenged, and they were. The field position was something that the special teams did a great job of. You know, they're pretty much the thermostat of keeping the field position right. The defense got the turnovers. The defense was outstanding in the fourth quarter. You know, offensively, we obviously started slow, but did what we needed to do. So that's our formula. We're all three phases. I would say we're a very balanced football team.
Mike, with the injuries that Brian Bilotti has dealt with off and on throughout the year, what do you think of his performance with the
matchup? Brian, great out well. We're still working through it, but you know he was up for a potential game ball, so I don't know exactly how that sorted out with the offensive staff. Because I've stated already, you know, today was about the Arizona Cardinals, but did some good things. You know, just had the one play there early, but other than that, I thought he played well.
Two more, please.
Mike, in the past, you've talked about establishing your identity, and I don't know if you feel like you've reached it now or not. But do you think your identity is just a really balanced team where you're all three phases contribute to some level instead of being this really good offensive team that then the other phases don't have quite as much to them, or
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I agree with the statement of us being a balanced football team.
Is that a good thing? I mean, I assume still isn't, and maybe I didn't ask it very well yesterday, but as a guy who's an offensive-minded guy, I still would think that you want your offense to look a little bit better than it has all season, and you'd like to find whatever it is that's going to kind of turn the switch to get it to be a little bit better.
Well, I think when, you know, when last year season concluded and it was time to set the direction for the 2015 opportunity, it was clear what I was looking for. I was looking for a more balanced football team. So, so far, it's worked out. And I didn't think that was, you know, be part of the, you know, with the way some games go or some things go or some of the changes you have to make along the way. But clearly, based off of job responsibility and how things were laid out, the goal was to be a balanced team. So we're definitely headed in that direction.
Good. Thank you.